Five Mics Podcast, Episode 1. Mic 1, the beginning. Scripture reading, verses from the Bible, Genesis, Isaiah, John, Romans, and Colossians. Hello, and how are you doing? Welcome to 5, the number 5, Mics. I'm your host, Reverend General Stovall. My assignment as Commander-in-Chief, Recruiter for His Royal Majesty's Army, is simply to recruit you. With that being said, I would like to thank my Lord and my God, Jesus Christ, to Anchor and Spotify, as well as all of the other platforms these episodes will be heard by, most importantly, you, the listening audience. Thank you so much. Now let's begin the broadcast. In the beginning, I'm going to read Genesis. And Genesis is the first book of the Bible. I'm going to be, for lack of words, jumping around. Bear with me. Verse 1 of chapter 1 of the Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void. The darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Now we're going to stop right there for a moment, and it is my hope to inspire, inform, motivate, give you inspiration and a drive to see the greater things of life. We are all searching and have been for all type of things. But the one thing that I can tell you for sure in my adventures, in my walk of life, I've known all walks of people, from Hare Krishnas, Muhammad, Jewish faith, Philippines, Italians, I have known them all, but there's nothing like the name of Jesus. God, first of all, is real. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he died not only for me, he also died for you. And his Holy Spirit is as if Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And that's a fact. And it's for this reason alone that you're alive today to witness his supernatural power in your life. And you and I and many others, starting with the USA, to all the other nations of the world, we shall connect and we shall build a better nation, and we shall rebuild and we shall restore and we shall be healed and we shall live victoriously. Let me move on with the scripture reading. First John. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. Now let's take a look at what the author wrote here, and remember, this is let me say this, we walk by faith and not by sight. In the beginning, John, first chapter, first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That includes Tonker toys, chocolate ice cream, the stars and the moon. In him was life, and the life that was the light of men. And the light, it shined in darkness. And get this, and the darkness comprehended not. Oh my God. Verse 10. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. My God. But I won't leave you hanging there. I'm going to jump to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Verse 25. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number, and calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Verse 28. Have thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God of the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. My God, wouldn't you want to be connected to such greatness, even if the search is endless? I simply must obtain a connection to such greatness. The good thing about it, my dear listeners, soldiers, is that you do have that connection. He'll work it out. Jesus will work it out if you let him. He'll work it out. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Let's see, shall we read more? Isaiah 43, verse 10. Ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Behold, I shall do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, the rivers in the desert. Now, I had intended, let me commentary on this verse, this Isaiah 43 verse 10. I can't think of it, but it's the Lord says the secret things of life belong to me. And the things that I reveal to my servant, which is us, the human being. He's the supreme being, the supernatural, the unexplainable, God Almighty by himself. He needs no help, but we do. Amen, amen. But that verse says, he says, ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. Who did it? Who did the choosing initially? You do have free will, yes, and we'll get into that in the broadcast ahead. But prior to you deciding to be a good boy or good girl or a good person with bad habits or a genius individual with a private things that you do that you would tell nobody, and if you get caught, oh, hey! Here they come. The bad boys got you. But beyond all of that, let's get off of me and you for a moment and talk about the great I am, the first, the last, the beginning, the end. He chose you. And then he goes on to say, if you don't know me yet, or if I did a miracle for you way back when and you felt that you only got that one miracle, I am the same God and I can do it again. But I want you to, that you may know and believe me and understand that I'm He. So because you're chosen, He's going to see to it that you get to believe that He does exist. Oh, help me, Jesus. And then once you understand that something supernatural just happened to me in my life, and you understand that there is something greater than the boogeyman and hocus pocus and all those other things that have no power. You'll understand that He is He. And before God, there was no God formed. And neither shall there be after Him. I'm going to take a station break. I hope you've enjoyed that so far. I'm going to pick up in Romans. And it's going to be a thriller. Bye-bye. And let me know. Do me a favor. Would you? Let me hear from you. You and you and especially you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. And greater things are yet to come. Bye-bye.